The voice of one crying the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. The voice of one crying the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. The voice of one crying.
Arise from our deepest heart. Don't let them come back and haunt us. Let them be true words. Let us be faithful. It is you we're after. You're our heart's desire. You're the one we want, you're the one we want, you're the one we want. It's you we are after,
it's you we're after.
Day and night this is our desire,
you're our heart's desire.
So we ask you Lord,
you're the one we want,
you're the one we want, you're the one we want. By our words, let us be judged. Make our heart pang for you. Make us hunger and thirst for you and your presence. Put your hand on us. Turn us to you, O God. Make us more true, oh God. Fill us with heaven's grace, we pray. Change our taste buds now. Help us the land to enjoy only, Lord, what you serve. We pray. Father, we ask for a change in our taste buds.
Amen.
My desire be for what you want.
Amen.
May we not hanker after strange flesh. You said we shouldn't be desirous of strange meats, just looking for strange things. Something new, not something different. May your manna suffice, your bread. We open our mouths, Lord, Father, feel it. Thank you, good Father. Put your hands on your children now. Teach us to walk and our fingers to fight. Help us have your mind. running through the night. Lord, we will shine bright, doing what is right. Children of light, you're the children of light. Have you not seen the light? Why would you not stand and fight? Light, shining out bright in the middle of night. The light of the world, He came into your heart. He made you a part of the Father's heart. The King, even when you sing, this is something to bring. We won't be afraid. He alone is afraid. I won't be afraid. I'm what the Father has said. I will walk in His steps. I will tread where He treads. He will be my dread. Only Him. He will be my dread. Only Him is my dread. When I'm right, is my dread. In the light, is my dread. I fight with might, is my dread. I will walk with sight, is my dread.
Every day and every night,
is my dread. I swing my sword, is my dread. I will trust in the world, is my dread. Stand still. Here's my dread. With Him I'll be filled. Here's my dread. There's no other God. Here's my dread. He's the Lord of all lords. Here's my dread. I trust in the Word. Here's my dread. You are God in the day. You are God in the night. You are God when I'm sad. You are God when I'm glad. You are God. It's not a bad thing. You are God.
All things are yours.
You are God. You are God. You are God
in the night.
You are God
with all my might.
You are God. I will fight. You are. You are my light, you are God, I will trust in the light, you are God, you are God, say He's God, you are God, you are God. Trust in the Word. You are God, the Lord of lords. You are God. You are God in the night. You are God when it's bright. You are God. I will fight. You are God. You are God in all the earth. You are God. Why you will give birth. You are God, destroy the threat, so yes, you are God. Say He's God, He is God. He is God. us. You are God.
You reverse the death.
You are God.
In all of the earth.
You are God.
We will give birth.
You are God. You are God.
In the morning.
You are God.
In the evening.
You are God. No matter how I'm feeling. You are God.
In the morning,
you are God.
In the evening,
you are God.
No matter how I'm feeling,
you are God. He is God. He is God.
He is God.
He is God.
He is God.
You are God,
the ruler of all.
The dead,
you are God.
Replenish the earth,
you are God.
We will give birth,
you are God.
In all the earth,
you are God.
We'll reverse the dead,
you are God.
Replenish the earth,
you are God.
As we all give birth,
you are God.
Oh.
Jesus
walks on through the earth. He will reveal all his plans.
Yes,
he's taking back the land. Do you believe it? Can you all receive it? Master Jesus is coming. His will is coming done. We're marching, marching in the morning. We're marching in the evening. No matter how we are feeling,
you are God.
You are God.
In all the earth,
you are God.
We will reverse the dead.
You are God.
Replenish the earth.
You are God.
We will give birth.
You are God.
1, 2, 3, 4. Jesus washed through all the earth, revealing his grace,
showing up, making known his ways,
as we all learn his ways.
We love you, we praise you.
You are God,
you are holy,
you are God.
We receive the glory. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Join the seraphim, say. Join the cherubim, say. Join Jerusalem, say. He's God, come, come. Walking, talking, recreating. Establishing all his plans in us. Ruling, shaking, making, turning, delivering. Breaking the bands, breaking the chains. Opening up the eyes in the land. Waving our hands. Deliverance in the land. God, 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 God. We bow before you, God and Lord alone.
We love you, Lord.
All the earth will sing your song. We come to you, Lord. Our trust in your word. Every river will flow in your name. The fire will fall. Jesus, Jesus, come and save us. We love you. We bless you. Great is the faithfulness of our God in righteousness. Guide us still wherever we turn. You let our fire to burn. You are God. You are God. You are God. You are God. You are Lord. Over us, you are God. Jesus, you are Lord. We trust you. Upon you.
You are God.
There's nothing you can do. You are God. So we lift our hands, following our own Lord into the land that He's appointed for us. We trust that you are the Lord. We depend on your word. We stand in our places, gazing on your face, Lord. We trust in your word. You alone are Lord. We stand in our place, gazing on your face. Gaze upon his face. Gaze upon his face, gaze upon his face. Lift your eyes, gaze upon your Lord. Deliverance is in him, salvation is from him. Keep your eyes on his face, look to him alone. He is seated. The throne, see oh, all the Lord.
Hallelujah. Close your eyes.
Close your eyes. Look to him alone. He is seated on the throne. He's your deliverance. Close your eyes. Take them off of a man. The Lord Jesus. Your answer is in his hands. Close your eyes, lift your face, look on him, trust in his grace. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Come Jesus, come Jesus, come. 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 Walk through you. Deliver. Break the chains now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Grace.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Your face. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Have your way. Say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we trust. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it's a must. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, break the
lost. You are broken, and you are shattered. Read your deliverance is fulfilled.
You are cast out, lies overcome by truth. Jesus is Lord over all in this place. We say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, shout grace. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, show your face. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
teach us your way. Everybody say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 with power. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 within the hour. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Abba Father. Come 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Oh, break the bands,
break the bonds,
release the hands that call upon you, Lord. 1, 2, 3, 4 number of praise. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 it's enough days. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 men of his ways. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 power. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 within the hour. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Abba Father, give us your grace. 1, 2, 3 the wind of the Spirit.
1, 2, 3, 4
deliverance, send down your fire. Burn, 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 Jesus, burn, 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 Jesus, burn, burn, burn in this place. Fire of the Holy Ghost, power of the living God. Trust in his word. We'll bow to the Lord. Lord of all lords. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
We love you, Lord.
You alone are our God.
Come low, yeah.
Show your praise.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Impossible things now are broken. Lift your hands, lift your face, lift your hearts to Jesus.
Trust him, call on him, trust him, you'll see him. Trust him, know your freedom. Trust him, see his face. Trust him, learn his name. Trust him, he's the same. To the left, to the right, before me, Lord. Show your might before us, Lord. Break the chain. Break the chain.
Break, break,
break the chain.
Break. Pursues us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That which disturbs us.
Amen.
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 In our dreams.
Amen.
When we awake.
Amen.
rooms,
amen.
Around people,
amen.
In the church,
amen.
In our minds,
amen.
With our Bibles,
amen.
In our evangelism,
amen.
Amen. In all that we're doing,
amen.
When I am sleeping,
amen.
When I am awake,
amen.
When I am talking and walking and laughing,
amen.
Amen.
Break the bands,
amen.
Break the bands,
amen.
Take away confusion,
amen. Bring deliverance,
amen.
Replace the hate, remove the hurt,
amen.
Heal my body, my soul, my mind,
amen.
Within my heart,
amen.
In my head,
amen.
Within my brain,
amen.
Take away all the stains,
amen.
Renew my mind,
amen.
Make everything fine. With my brothers,
amen.
And with my sisters,
amen.
Avenge us, Lord.
Avenge us, Lord. Avenge us, Lord. Avenge us, Lord.
Come, avenge us. Call on the Avenger. Avenge us, Lord.
Do it with power,
do it this hour,
amen.
We say amen,
amen,
amen. May it be so,
amen.
We say amen,
amen.
Lord,
hear.
In the flesh, the lust of the world, the lust of our eyes, and the pride of our lives. Break all its power, do it this hour, amen. Hear our words, direct all our thoughts, O God. Bring us to your face, instruct us, Lord, in your ways. Guide our hearts, Father, renew every part. Do new things in us, show your power, Lord Jesus. Avenge us, Lord, oh, avenge us, Lord. Avenge us, Lord. Avenge us, Lord. You said, vengeance is yours, you repay. For all the shame we've suffered, for all the embarrassment we've brought to you, Lord, avenge your name. May the works of the flesh, the filthiness of flesh and spirit, Satan and his demons, Babylon and her daughters, everything that has conspired to keep the kingdom of God, the people of your Israel, bowed down under heavy loads and burdens, that have led us to make a mockery of your blood and your goodness. We ask that vengeance be in your heart to crush all the works of Satan. You said this is the reason for the revealing of the Son of God, to destroy the works of Satan.
to avenge the theft of the enemy. You made this world, you made man, and put in it. We belong to you.
We belong to you. We belong to you.
Every single part of us. The devil has no claim to any, except by fraud, deception, wickedness. Be jealous over us. Raise your hand, O God, and take back that which is yours. Smash the constructs of darkness in our minds. Renew our minds. Make everything fine. Teach our hands to war this evening, and our fingers to fight. For we are children of light.
Doesn't matter what they do, doesn't matter what they say, no matter how far we stray, our Father says you can pray. Father, we come. Reach out to your children. Lord, be jealous over us. Bring down Philistines that have captured Samson.
If your people must fall, let them take down 3,000 enemies on their way out. You know, the presumption is, the enemy suck. The enemy has defeated some servant of God, has brought shame. The church has failed in this area or that. Father, we are asking, at least let it be according to scripture. Let the enemy be lost in larger numbers that can compare. Oh, the desire of Satan may fail utterly. This is our application. It tends to make and want people to fall away from their faith in you. May thousands more of those in his camp be converted to the kingdom of light. Take down some of his chief lieutenants.
Break the bands, break the bonds, break the yokes upon your eyes.
Deliver them of their lies. God of vengeance, we are asking that you live up to your name.
Don't keep quiet no more. It's what we've come here for. Father, we've come to pray, listening to what you say. Father, no more should we play. Teach us how to slay. Slay the enemies. As we set your people free, slay the enemies. As we shout out liberty, slay the enemy. Today we declare jubilee, slay the enemies. Set your people free.
You alone are God, not just of the day, of the night. Show your light in the dark times. Be mighty to save. Swing your battle axe. Take down heads. Be jealous over your body. Bust a few heads, Lord Almighty. Decapitate the Goliath. We agree that Goliath should lose its head. The things that terrify your people, keep them cowed. The things that have kept us cowering, shivering in corners, your David.
Our Lord and our King, it's unto you alone we sing. You promised that if we would pray according to everything you say, you said you would hear. You promised that when we would come, no matter what we've done, you would answer our prayers by the blood of your Son. We have come by the blood, we've come for what He's done. We've come to your throne, Father, send your grace. Hear your people, Lord, as we groan. Father, answer us. God is able to do much more than we can ask, even imagine, for this is the season, and our God is the reason. It's only Him we are pleasing, 'cause you are reason. We come by the blood, we come in the name of the Lord. We come swinging His sword, we come and declaring His word. Come Jesus, come Jesus, come. 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 Walk through Him, deliver, break the chains now. Say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, grace. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, your face. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, have your way. Everybody, grace. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, grace. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, your face. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, have your way. Three more times. Everybody say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, grace. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, your face. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, have your way. Two more times. Declare 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, grace. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, your face. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, have your way. One more time, say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, grace. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, your face. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, have your way. Impossible things will be broken. Impossible things will be broken. In the name of Jesus. It's not by might, it's not by power, it's by the Spirit of the Almighty Father. Everything He ordains will come to pass. This is His word. And first years ago, thousands and thousands of years, everything He says will come to pass. Oh, believe His promises. You better do it. Oh, believe His promises. Oh, we choose to. If you believe, lift your hands. And if you believe that the things the Lord says will come to be. This is why we were singing earlier on. We won't be afraid. We will trust in His grace. He is our fear. He is our dread. Not the things that are coming upon the earth. And they are coming. Believe it. We walk by faith. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-discipline. There is a day that is coming.
It's the day of the Lord. Pare shaparo sete kate la bukata tatala. Ibara de baro kate legedea. Matea la paruba de. Fly through the sky. Lie until you come now. Answer all our eyes. Father, we thank you. We are grateful for this opportunity to present our prayer. Father, you promise if we ask according to your will, you would hear us. Everything we've said that is in line with your heart and mind, your word, your intention, everything that is in faith, everything that is true, that we've just agreed with, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, and worthy of praise and virtue, you promise you would hear. So we're asking that you do as you promised. You said if we ask according to your will, you will hear. And we know that if you hear us, we have everything, whatever it is we required of you. Whatever it is we desired of you. Give us vengeance over the works of the flesh, the works of Satan, the ways of this world, powered by the Satan. Father, we ask you that you give us victory tonight. Let the veil be pulled aside. Oh, very clearly. The veil. New eyes. Let eyes out be released all over this spaces. Every room. In every place you are. Eyes out for you. Arise, oh God. Let your enemies be scattered. Let those that hate you flee from you. Thank you, good Father. Thank you, Father. Just wave your hands to the Lord. Give praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. Amen. You're welcome to this Friday meeting. We were praying. I know there are always new people who might find some normal scriptural things strange. So I'll just give you one tiny one, an explanation of most of what just happened. So we're praying for the last couple of minutes, maybe 30 minutes plus. The average Christian will say, no, you were singing. No, we were praying. It's called praying. You call it the book of Psalms. It's the number one prayer book of the Bible. And everybody in the Bible knows that the book of Psalms were prayers. It's obvious if you read the book of Psalms that they are prayers. It's just that the way our minds work is that prayer is said, not sung. But the primary prayer book of the Bible are all songs. How you know it's that it's written there, and at the top they'll say, sung according to the tune. But they are prayers. They'll tell you things like the prayers of Solomon, the prayers of David, the prayer of Moses, the man of God. So singing prayers, having them written, saying them, again, your book of Psalms, the book of prayer, primary collection of prayers, largest trove of prayers. What does that imply? The lesson is that if you ever read the book of Psalms and you don't go like, I don't know this tune, so I won't read it, I won't pray from it. The same applies when you hear a song that is obviously a prayer and that you don't know the tune. Do the same thing you do with the book of Psalms. Say it. You don't have to know the tune. Almost nobody knows the tunes. I've heard it suggested that some people have found some tunes, fine and good. They are not popularly known. But again, if you ever read the book of Psalms or pray from it, you're praying to something you don't know the tune. In the same way, you see those lyrics that are on the screens usually? It's wisdom to say them if you can't sing them. Oh, I don't know this tune. I'm new here. Do you throw away the book of Psalms? God responds to words. Words. I speak about this often, at least once in a month or two I talk about it. Because there are always people who sit there and stare through and go like, I don't know this song. You just lost 30 minutes of opportunity to pray. Why would you do that? Very unwise. If a crowd of people are praying, pray. I don't know what they are praying about. It's on the screen. Just say it. Burn, 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 Jesus, burn. Come, Jesus, come, Jesus. You can ignore all the come, Jesus, come. Even if after they sing it 10 times, you don't know how to sing it. Just say, come, Jesus, come, come. Break the chains. Break the bands. Break the power of the enemy. Avengers. Avengers. It's not like Psalm 91. Just say it. In your mind, now I don't know it. All that. You just wasted prayer time. And for those who don't know how prayer works, the Bible also tells you, your prayers are like incense. It's collected. It's collected. Then it's put in containers and kept. That's how God answers things. Give me Revelation chapter 8 and chapter 6, whichever one. You know. Prayers are collected. The Bible says, when you see things happen on earth, is when God turns. Sometimes why he can't answer is because there's not enough prayer. Revelation 5 verse 8. When he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp and they were holding golden bowls. Who knows what harps are for? For music. Harps are for music. So each of those 24 elders, and maybe the four living creatures too, I don't know, had a harp. Does that imply they make music? So there's a music component. And they were holding golden bowls. What? Full of incense. Do you notice they were full? Why were they not half filled? Or empty? Or partially filled? Golden bowls full of incense. Which are, read, the prayers of the saints. So what happens when, now these are the 24 elders, but they are holding your prayers and they are in front of the throne and they're falling down before the Lamb. What happens when someone comes with a harp, an instrument of music, and a bowl of prayers before a king? What do you think? What are you looking at here? That's prayer in music. Yes, no. You still don't understand the book of Psalms? So inside there is your prayer. Jesus, where are you now? Deadline is tomorrow, no school fees. Lord God, help! But it becomes all rough like that, wahala. So they have to add music. Jesus, hear my prayer. Tomorrow's the deadline. Bring, 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 bring. Jesus, Jesus. Bring, 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 bring. Don't be angry at his voice. Yeah, prayer. Now what happens? I repeat it. You think I've left you alone. 30 minutes prayer. You do nothing. Is your prayer here? None. Your name. They've been checking since. We're in prayer. No prayer. This one does not pray. He's waiting for a special session. You see pastor. Say, man of God, please. People do it. They'll come. Tell me. Please, I want you to pray for me. If you know the number of times I look at people and say, everything you just said, we just finished praying. It happened on Sunday. Sunday before last. Or last Sunday. Everything you just told me, I preached. Number one, I preached about it. I didn't know you. I preached about it. I addressed all of it. Two, we prayed about it. This prayer you're asking for is for which? For what? People kneel down, stand up and go. I don't even pray. Do I look like a joker? The one we were praying there was what? You've come for what? Prayer. Who are you serious? Prayer for what? Oh, there's this bond on me. I just said, we just prayed about bonds being broken. He said, there's this chain. Every morning I wake up, madam, we finish breaking chains. If you didn't break, go and listen, go online, get the audio, the video, go through it again. Do you hear how many amens we just finished saying? God, you know, I normally close my eyes when we are saying, but sometimes I don't know. I try not to look left or right. My God. 20 some years ago, I learned to, when prayer is going on in church, when I was just a church member, whatever. Now, close eye, now, if not, I'm the leader and some of these lyrics, we have to look at it. This is 100%. Most of those songs, almost all those songs you're hearing, when I received them, my eyes were closed. Can't be looking at people's faces. Because in between the amen, amen, when you just say amen, how many amen? Some people's mouth are, you're not serious. Even if you are an unbeliever, you're a Muslim. You don't know what amen means. I've even explained it in the song. May it be so. Amen. I agree. Amen. No, do it with power. Do it. You won't say amen. Do you know what amen means? It just means I agree. Even if you didn't say anything, I almost interrupted myself to say, please just say amen now. Because my, I now said what? Even in this song, I sang that you should, I said, say amen. When will they finish? Which kind of long song be this? My brother, even me, I cannot. This song is long. It's just like a psalm. But it no reach Psalm 119. So stop it. Every time you go to a church, they are singing a song, whether you know the tune or not. If they even write it, I told you I was in Pastor Chingtok's church sometime 2 years ago. A year and a half. A year plus. Was it last year? This year? No, it's last year. January. Ah, time flies. Are you sure? And and it happened to be, you know, I had a meeting with him, you know, and it happened to be as, he said that night they were recording Hausa hymns, part two or something. They had some hymns recording Hausa. So people came from every place there in the evening. I went too. Now, what are they saying? Hausa? Bankechi ka chaka boa. What am I going to go and do in Hausa hymns? But thank God they wrote the English and they say, I was singing the Hausa because that's what they sing. But at least I'm trying to understand at the same time what I'm singing. You know, Hausa is easy to sing. It's not like Yoruba or other less consonant like consonanty languages. So the truth, and I sang along. I told you when I went for youth service, that's where I learned, you know, because whoever were the worship leaders, I served in Iboland, Imo State, you know, and constantly it was some Yorubas that were leading the praise and worship, or not. It really doesn't matter. Ba, 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 ba. That's the one that is known. Then there are all the other ones you don't really know. They constantly sang Yoruba songs. Bongo, bongo, bongo. They're happy. Who cares you're not from the West? That's your problem. Come and lead now. Don't this will sang Yoruba songs throughout. I was like, so within the first, because these are things you must settle fast. Are you going to spend every NCCF meeting being offended for 3 weeks of camp? 3 weeks, 21 days. So on day one, I've decided this is your fate. So I sang along in tongues. What are you going to do? You're going to stand there and say, so they just dominate. Okay, so when that meeting finishes, all the incense is from some people, then me. Nothing. Cannot happen. Is it your father only? My father too. I cannot spend time being angry with you or gossiping about you behind. Don't mind them. You know, my friends, in fact, the circle of friends I had throughout camp, those 3 weeks of camp, Jadi, where is that from? What is his name? Yoruba, three of them. Then I'm just thinking about it. Four of us used to move, two females, two males. All the time. Christians. This one from, I don't know. This one was in law school with me. This one was a veterinary doctor. This one was whether an engineer. Okay. All Yoruba. I can't remember complaining. I should have complained though. Okay, God. So I've complained bitterly. You people, your people. Maybe I did. I doubt. I didn't have time to be offended. I just sang along. So as you are singing, Mege Reba Yewe, Rova Sha, Kilobarada, Yela Bahere. We cannot be wasting 30 minutes. Have you heard me? Receive wisdom in the name of Jesus. That exhortation I just gave you is not, don't play with it. Do you know how many prayers you have lost already? Do you have any clue? In your mind, don't worry, the day I pray will be fine. That's not how prayer works. He told you the bowl was full. You didn't hear? He said full. So what happens when it's not full? The Bible says that it is these prayers that is taken and poured when God wants to destroy the works of Satan. If you read on, you're going to see he took it and poured it. And when they poured it on earth, he said it was thunder, lightning, and earthquakes. But some people, the enemy never suffers nothing. You don't even have prayer. And they check your name, it's a name. This one, you created this one. 8 verse 5. That was 5 verse 8. This is 8 verse 5. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and hurled it to the earth. And there were peals of thunder and rumblings and flashes of lightning and an earthquake. You started from verse 5. You shall start from the preceding verse. Did you see verse 3? Another angel who had a golden censer came and stood at the altar. Read. He was given much incense to offer. How much? Much. Along with the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar before the throne. The principle is constant. You don't have incense. You want answers. Clown. You want answers. No incense. What? How do you think? You in your mind, no, during any day. I know my own is teaspoon. God, manage my teaspoon. I just prayed it now. Didn't you just hear me? I started 30 seconds ago. Collect. Another person has been gathering incense. Then you wonder, God. You see this God, he's partial. Look at them body. He's partial. When they check your cup of prayer, nothing, nothing. They look inside. They turn it, nothing. They check. Two drops. And it's not even his way, it's the one his mother prayed for him when he was. You're a big boy, big prayerless boy. In the spirit realm, you're like. Then someone can be small like this, carries weight with God when God turns. I'm trying not to tell you visions. So if someone doesn't say, who said that thing he's saying is in scripture. I should tell you one story about things we've seen. We've seen many. Very many over the years. Many! For many years. Some of those were introductory revelations to help people understand. But we've seen visions, and I may mix up because there are so many different ones. We've seen visions where the Lord is sitting on the throne and there are containers, bowls, but like sealed bowls almost, with whitish. It's like when it fills up, they seal it. And by the throne, it was just there, and there are just many seated just in stacks by his throne like that. Prayer. Some, now, the pure prayer, the one that is good, acceptable, and perfect, you know, good, correct, is white, just white. Then there's the one that is not so, the white is tinted, you know, like milky, not as white as white can be, you know. Then we've seen, I shared this a week or so ago, you know, about when, just on Sunday, so, an auditorium full of Christians. Remember when I talked about the Mammon, walking in and going to the pastor's office, collecting his ring and his key and giving him money. And how, and I said that the people in that church, they were praying. And he was coming, I was black. I had a very bad smell. Black. And he gathers like that, like clouds. Then he rains out arrows. Black. 2016, we would see visions like that. 2016, 17. You know, and Christians would gather and pray. When they finish, the whole place is, you can't see anybody. It's black with black smoke, black incense. Then when it clears, all of them are dead. Their mouths killed them. They killed themselves. They gathered and pumped spiritual carbon monoxide. Killed themselves. Dead bodies only left. One of those visions, you know, there are dead bodies in the streets. But in the church, there were more dead bodies in the church than in the street. Why do things like that happen? Or in your mind, you're saying, well, will that happen? It won't happen. It will happen. You're going to read it on the news. That's how you know it was true. For those who keep things records, it's okay now to write it down. Start like this. Don't write like this. This day I went to this church. This man, he says he's the pastor. That's the tall, strange thing. Doesn't know that. No power. Just write. But don't remember to write the one I said. You can abuse me all you like. Just add that one. The dead bodies. Many in church. Can I even put M-Chew? Yeah, spell it. I'll write it. But start to use red. Because one day you see it. One day, who knows? Don't lose the book. You flip, you read, you see it. And you say, ow! Then you can cut your teeth. Oh, yeah. Then you hold your body like this. Shakings will come in the church. Among the things that will cause that shake, those shakings will be lack of incense. Because when they turn, like, it's not enough. If only there was more. If you check on our website, check on our, I don't know, check on, so we have many outlets. We have, just search for all things God's Lighthouse or God's Army Mobilizing, GAM. GAM Watch. Subscribe to GAM Watch. G-A-M. G-A-M. Watch. Or Watchmen. GAM Watchmen. On YouTube. And you'll see some visions. Now, I think there's just, I don't know how many they have, 100 or so. Now, where they get those visions from that we are reading out and putting on that channel? Where it comes from, there are thousands of visions. Thousands. But they have a few hundred. Online, it's work to be able to, you know, the team that does that, they try very well. They take it, they give it to, they read it out and record in the studio or give it to AI. It reads it out and then they put, these days they are putting pictures or AI videos or something on it to make it more attention grabbing, you know, and they put it out. I'm saying the source from which those visions come, there are thousands. How many online now? About 100? Not many. Now, subscribe. Go to that channel. It's not on our God's Lighthouse channel. It's not on my channel. You know, it's a separate channel. Subscribe for it. So when new words come up once in a while, you can listen. But go to the real source. And that would be where do we even put our words? On our website. Again, there are very few. Maybe inside there you come across one of those visions. Where incense was being gathered, two princes, one to the north, one to the south. One, a prince of darkness, like an angelic being, big, powerful, had a bowl in front of him, and he's trying to get incense into his own bowl. And there was the kingdom of light, an angel of light, big, powerful prince of an angel too. And incense was gathering in the bowl in front of him. It was very small. In another vision, it was drumming. And the angel, two different light and darkness. And the angel of light was drumming and the smoke was coming out little. That's the amount of prayer Christians were offering. And the kingdom of darkness, that other angel, it was billowing. Massive amounts of black smoke. This vision, I remember this one, it's called black smoke. So if you search for black smoke on our website under prophecies, if you go to our website g-lh.org, you'll see prophecies, and some are there. Again, not that many, few hundreds, but it's much more where that came from. And these are things God showed us, not because we asked him, tell us this or that. No, he was teaching us his ways. He was telling us, give me incense. You better supply incense. Now, in the earlier vision I mentioned, the bowl was filling. And the bowls of the dark angel filled up way faster and fuller than the bowl of the angel of light. Why? We saw, when we were wondering, what on earth is this? Because it went from small, then it filled up suddenly. Woo! And we are told, oh, it's Christians. Christians supplied the dark angel. Your grumbling, murmuring, lies, wickedness. It's filled up the bowl of Satan. I know you would like to say, like I used to say when I was ignorant. When I was a child, I thought like a child. I understood like a child. I talked like a child. There's a time to grow up. You know what happens when you grow up? That mindset you have, see, listen to me, it doesn't matter. There's nothing Satan can do. Nothing can Satan do. Bam. Ring, ring, hello, yes, what's that? When? Hey, yeah. Ah, God, why? It's okay. God will comfort. I was saying, see, Satan has no power. Ring, ring, hello. Is in the news. Oh, God. Oh, this is so embarrassing. Oh, God, church of God. God, protect your church. Protect your church. What a shame. Okay, I'll watch the news later. Okay. And I was saying, see, the devil cannot do anything to any child. Hello? When did she leave? And the children go. Do you know this is the fifth divorce of a servant of God? No, we have to be very careful as Christians because, it's okay. So, I was saying, see the devil, he's powerless, he's under. So all this wonder is happening, who is doing it? It's the people. This is how Christians talk. It was a time I thought, it doesn't matter. You're not serious. If that is true, then why did Jesus tell us the things he did? Why did all the apostles who ate and slept in the same place with Jesus tell you what they told you? Why did they teach you what they taught you? And some people have no idea of what they taught. They have no idea. When we were praying, I talked about vengeance. Do you think that's vengeance? We don't pray against human beings. In this church, I don't know if you've ever gotten a prophetic against someone's mother or father or grandmother. We don't see people attacking people. If we see anything, we see the spirits or demons worrying you. We don't see people. So when we say enemy here, more than almost any church you hear, we are not referring to a human being. It's enemies of your soul. Spiritual wickedness. The Bible tells you your enemies in Ephesians chapter 6. That you don't wrestle human beings, flesh and blood. You wrestle principalities, which people think are very big. But that's the lowest in that cadre. That's in the hierarchy of authority in the kingdom of Satan. Principalities are the lowest. Powers are higher than them. The rulers of the darkness of this world are higher than them. Then spiritual wickedness, they don't stay here. In heavenly places. King James says, hi. The word is heavenly. It's the same word that says in Ephesians chapter 1 that you are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It's the same word. But he said heavenly in King James. When he got to the spiritual powers, he said hi. Because he doesn't want it to sound like you're in the same space. You are in the same space. These are highly placed things. Dangerous things. Why do you think Satan tries to fight someone? They can't take them down. Then try. They just up the game. They assign you a major. You can't succeed. They assign you a colonel. A lieutenant colonel. You can't succeed. They assign you a brigadier. Then they assign a general to take you down. What do you think happens to servants of God? Then you hear one story. Horror story. It's not that God can't overcome them. And he has overcome them many, many times. But you must understand that it's a war. It's not a walkover. I repeat, it's a war. It's not a walkover. It's not. There's nothing you can do. That's not how David won his battles. Or Joshua. Or Jesus. Nobody won battles like that. Paul did not win that way. You want to win, John? It's real war. It's not, who's afraid of you, Satan? He can't do anything. You can't do anything. He can do something. He has been doing things. If they want to introduce Satan, say, Satan, busy since the garden. He took down your first father and mother in a perfect war. No lack, no hunger, nothing. Those guys walked around naked. Husband and wife. That's the happiest marriage. These guys were happy. In the midst of that, no hunger. Chop. Who makes someone break the law of God in the midst of a garden full of food and no problems, no mosquito, no fly? Satan. You're perfectly okay. He can make you discontented. When you're perfectly okay, Satan will make you discontented if you allow him. Satan doesn't need bad circumstances to win. He just needs to be in your space. You don't need to lack money. You don't need to lack anything. If your life is perfect, Satan can make you unhappy with it. He tells that woman as he operates. This is the major way Satan, and I'll share this. There's a vision, a brother I saw this evening, you know, which I think would apply here. He pesters. This is the major way Satan defeats God's children, by pestering you. Do you remember the story of Samson? Samson. Samson? Samson, oh. Tell me the secret of your power. Tell me now. Samson, tell me. Tell me. We take back. Tell me. Tell me. You can't. They brought soldiers against Samson. He took down 1,000 with a bone. That is, you know how we think about Satan? You think, Satan, this is the only place you're correct. When you say, that demon, it will leave. Loser! And you have learned warfare against demons, cast out demons. That kind of battle is, you know, I saw one of our people's testimonies from the Prophetic Conclave Conference last year. I saw it yesterday night. And she was talking about how she enjoyed engaging when it's like power against power. In her early days of receiving the gift of the Spirit and begin to pray in the prophetic, she enjoyed it. While are they here? Yeah, you know, and so she enjoyed it. That's where we win the most. When it's power against power, clash against clash. It's like God has to step up before you embarrass him. Where Satan wins us the most is when it's not open face-to-face conflict. It is from behind. That's how Satan wins. Bring 1,000 soldiers. You're wasting your time. Samson will take down all. Let there be this challenge in the public space between an Idahosa and a witch, head of witches. Someone would. God is like, where's that? That's not how Satan wins. You should know it. Satan's major victories are deception, subtle, quiet. He doesn't come grab Eve by the neck. Come here, you eat. Block it. I said block it. Block. Bite. That's not how Satan wins. Satan wins. I'm thinking of stories all over the Bible. Which one do you want? Is it that young man that was jobless on Friday evening? Can't you see that it's Friday? You said, you didn't read it. No, it's not written there. It's not everything that is written. But you can even feel it's Friday evening. Before now, when we were praying, worshiping, around evening, the Bible says the woman stood he saw a young man. The guy's not jobless. And she came strolling up. And started telling me stories about her husband traveling, things like that. Came down with the attire of a harlot. She changed up and cunning of hearts. Proverbs 7 verse 10. You know. I'm not interested in the woman. I'm interested in the mugu. The guy. Keep going. Verse 7. I saw among the simple. I noticed among the youths a young man lacking judgment. Give me King James. You have to help me read. I'm too amused. Go back to verse 6. This was someone advising his child.
For at the window of my house, I looked through my casement and beheld among the simple
ones. Among the simple ones, a group of them, they usually hang around at street corners. Simple ones, empty brains. So, simple, okay, I will say blank brain. Now, scripturally, when the word simple is the same word used for little children. Tabula rasa, nothing really there. They are not bad, just nothing there upstairs. Waiting there upstairs, no plenty. Who does not understand pigeon? Okay, so for our online audience, what is upstairs is not that much. By upstairs, I mean your noggin. I mean upstairs here. Zebrain. Inside here, there's not too much furniture. That's a simple one. Little children is understood. The older you grow, the more you should be buying furniture. Do you understand? Yeah. It should be more knowledge and understand. Oh, you don't understand why I say furniture? If you know how I read Bible, who knows? Proverbs 23. Through wisdom, a house is built. Through understanding, it is established. And through knowledge, its rooms are filled up with every kind of good and precious thing. That's furniture. So when knowledge is missing, that's what I meant. He didn't know it was scripture. She saw among the simple ones, yes?
I discerned
among the youths. When I have meetings with young people many times and I talk and I say, you know, young people usually feel they know a lot. And once in a while I say, you don't know much. You are much. Again, I'm sure there's someone sometimes that might be offended at me. But it's among the youth you find this one the most. Simpleness, growth. Who feels they have more knowledge than you had when you were in SS2? Who thinks so now? How many of you in SS2, you were sure you knew almost everything? You used to feel, daddy does not know. Huh? This is my parents need to go to school. God, I wish they would sign up for my classes so you can teach them. Mommy, you see how savvy I am with a handset. You're not bowing. Can't you see how quickly I can open a pin or swipe your symbol? That for you is knowledge. You're fool. The wisdom of Solomon is yours. Shazam. How does that guy have the wisdom of Solomon? That's stupid. Okay, leave it. Sorry, the scripture, Solomon, that's how he's biblical. Other than that, it's not. Hey, youth, you have bed. Knowledge is still coming. It called. It's on the way. The older you grow, the more knowledge increases. The less simple you are. So the simple ones are mostly among the youth. Keep reading.
A young man void of understanding.
Brutal. Void. Young man, void. He has a quarrel with understanding. Do you know what it means to be void? Empty. Empty. Absent understanding. Understanding has left him shifted elsewhere. Him. He has no issues with understanding. They just, he's not there. He is. Understanding is not. To be void. See, listen, I have a hanky in my pocket. Is understanding. That guy is void of it. You check it. You know what it means to be cashless. To have no money. I have no money. I'm void of money. That guy, that's his relationship with understanding. It's bad. While you're laughing, I pray you are not void. But these are the qualifications for what is about to follow in the next few verses.
Passing through the streets near her corner. And he went the way to her house.
Passing through the street near her
corner.
There are places the Bible says don't even go near the road that leads to her house. And this woman is at the top. When you go back, read Proverbs 5, read Proverbs 6. It tells you the story of this woman. If you see the people she has buried in her backyard, you go, they pass there.